Okay, we're up to the Gemara on Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, correct?
Yep.
So, the Gemara says like this, Menahani Mili, how do we know this? How do we know what? That the beged had to be royal Kabal Tumah. Otherwise it's not really a beged. Menahani Mili, how do you know that? The Tanur Abanan, beged. It says beged. Ainli Ela beged. Ainli no beged. Menayin Larabos or Mishu Hufshat. What about a hide after it's been skinned? Tamad Lomar, Ashayadza Alav Techabes. Okay. Yachal Shani Marba or Ajlo Hufshat. Maybe I'll include hide that has not been skinned? No. Tamad Lomar Beged. Ma Beged a royal Kabal Tuma. Af Kol Ha Royal Kabal Tuma. Divei Rebbe Yehuda. Has to be something royally be Makabal Tuma. Rebbe Elazar Omer Beged. It says the word Beged. Ain Liela Beged. Menayin Larabos Sak. How do we know to include a sock? The chomine begadim, any other begadim, any other made out of any other materials? Tamud lomar, asher oleha techabes. Okay, very good. Yochashani marva or mishahuvshat. Maybe I would include hide after it's had skinned. Tamud lomar beged ma beged davar hamakabel toma af kol davar hamakabel toma. So my be naihu. What are they arguing about here? They seem to be saying the same thing. Amar abaya. Matlis pachos mishalosh ikka benayu. They're arguing about a patch less than three tvachim. Three etzbos. Less than three etzbos. That's what they're arguing about. Right? Manda amar, Rabbi Yehuda holds, roy. Hanami roy. It's roy to be a beged. How is it roy to be a beged? Di bai chashuv aleha. I will make it chashuv. I need that patch. Otherwise I can't wear my pants. So it's chashuv to me. Yeah, it's chashuv to me, and therefore it's a beged. Uman da amar davar hamakabel tuma hamiha lav bas kibule tumahi. It cannot be makabel tuma. It's too small. That's one machlok. That's one issue. Rava amar another machlok. Another difference. Beged a beged shechishev aleha letzura ikabinayu. You have a beged, but I didn't finish making the beged. Why? Because I'm going to sew onto my shirt the New York Yankees logo. So the beged you can wear, but I didn't finish it. It's going to have a logo on it. A tura. It's going to have some kind of tura on it. Then it'll be finished. So one second. What's the status of the beged right now? Can I wear the shirt?
Of course.
Yeah. Is it finished? Because we have a halacha. Kale that are not finished can't be makabel tuma. Half a kli, not makabel tuma. So is this considered half a kli? Well,
can we... Still a shirt.
Still a shirt, but doesn't have the logo on it.
Right.
So, that's the machlokas. Manda amar roi, hanami roi. You want to tell me it's roi? The benchmark is whether or not it's roi. It is roi. Hanami roi. Di boi, mevatale, lamachshav zeh. I'll be mevatel the logo. So who needs the logo? Don't need the logo. Right? Umanda Amar Davar HaMakabal Tuma Hashtamiha Lav Bas Kibule Tumahi. It's not HaMakabal Tuma. Why not? It's not finished. So that could be a difference between them. Rashi points out...
If something doesn't care, then it's finished for
what?
If something doesn't care, then it's finished for him.
What? I know. But no, it's not true. It's not true. That's the first Manda Amar. The first Manda Amar says, I made myself not care anymore. Therefore, it's finished. Second Manda Amar says, you don't say that. Is it finished or not? I'm changing a machshavas. Right now, it's not finished. He said the same thing before by the patch. Right now, it's not a patch. It's not a patch. Why? I'm sorry. Right now, it's not makabel tuma. Why not? It's too small. So, yeah, but I'm going to make it chashuv. The first mandarma says that. Second mandarma says, we look at it, what it is right this minute. Is it finished? No. Not a kli. Why not? The logo's not on yet.
So if we say that's a four corner garment without tzitzis, it's not makabel tuma.
Why not?
It's not finished,
but that's... It may be true. That might be the halacha. That could be true. I don't know. That could be very true. Rashi just says, the e-boy mevatalei l'machshavto. If you want, all right, I don't need the logo on it. It's a big deal. Still a good shirt anyway. You could say that, right? So Rashi says, the kaima l'machshava ain't a motzi midei machshava. We have a halacha when it comes to tumah that machshava can't undo the other machshava. What does that mean? He says, L'inyan hotziyah mitaras tuma. You have a full-fledged kli. Nothing wrong with it. Everything that... I don't want that kli. That doesn't work. Your machshava can't override a finished product. Can't do that. There's no mechanism for your machshava to override a finished product. But here it's not really finished. Because I'm waiting for the logo. Right? It's not a finished product. That mishiyardu l'tumasan b'machshava ein machshava chazer z'motziyatsan. But what about the other way around? You have some car, a pair of shoes or something. That's good enough. I'll wear them like this. It's good enough. Once you say that, they made it into a kli. That your machshava could do. Now, once you did that, you can't undo that. Right? Once you made it into a kli, it's now a kli. Kalim can be makabel tumah. Partial kalim cannot be makabel tumah. Once you say, you know what? It's done. It's done. Done. Finished. Once you say that, even you think it, it's makabel tumah. So Rashi says, "Avol horidin tumasan kaimel on kala kail yordan le'tumasan machshava." To make it eligible to become tamei, that you can do with your thoughts. So that's what's going on here, right? You're ignoring the logo, and therefore it becomes eligible to become tamei. Why? You made it finished. Once you have that thought, you can't undo that. Okay. Rava Amar, Rava says another answer. Utzva. It's some kind of like spread, like a tablecloth or something. The chishev alel lekitzua ikibinayu. It's some kind of spread where you're going to make a trim, some trim around the edges, right?
That's a different from a shirt.
It's not. Manda amar roi hanami roi. So you want to say it's roi? I'll make a roi right now. Manda amar davar hamakabel toma hu halav makabel toma. It's not going to be makabel tuma until you make that trim. I don't need that trim. It's a tablecloth just as good without it. Right? Just as good without the trim. I don't need the trim. No. But since you made, that's what they hired you to make. Right? So therefore, it's not a kli until you finish. Okay. Okay, so let's look at the Rashi of utzva. Utzva means a trim. Utzva means a spread, like a sheet, like a tablecloth. Shtiach lechol olav. Some kind of sheet, either to eat on it, like a tablecloth, or a sheet, a bed sheet.
A throw,
yeah. Yeah. On the other side of the pond, they call it that, right? Veruba min ha'ar. It's mostly made out of leather. V'yesha osim min ha'beged. Some make it out of beged, fine. V'kaimel anshim chishev alav l'utva. If you think, these, ooh, it's going to look so nice for the queen. It'll look so nice with a hem for the queen. Oh, it'll be so nice. You don't have to make that, because it's good enough without it. But if you want to make one, until you make it, it's not going to be makabel tuma. If a beged is supposed to have the hem, the trim, same thing. You can be mevatel l'machshava. I'm not going to make that trim now. V'ena makabel adayin. Uba ha'pligi. Fine. Very good. Okay. Up to the next one. Ein ton kibbus. We said you only have to wash the begadim in the makom of the dam. That's where you wash the begadim, in the makom of the dam, meaning in the azar. But how do you know that? Tanur Rabbanon, it says yachal litzal mixas beged. Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's not what it means. It means only have to spot clean. You only have to clean that one spot, not the entire beged. You don't have to put the whole beged to the wash. That one spot you have to clean. That's what I'm sorry. How do you know that? Tana Rabbanan. Yachal nitazal mixas beged. I would think that if the stain got on one part of the beged, yei kol beged ton kibus, the whole beged requires washing. Talmud lomar, asher yaze, lo amarti el makom dam bovad. Only the spot where you had the dam. Very good. Okay.
It's kind of funny. We talk about laundry during the 9 days.
What? Yeah, isn't that funny?
What they do during the 9 days.
I don't know. I don't know if they had the 9 days when the Beis Hamikdash was standing. I don't know.
Second one.
No, it's a machlokas.
It's a machlokas about Tisha B'Av. Yeah. In the second Beis Hamikdash. I don't know if it's 9 days. I don't know.
No, that's right. Because they were all sparring anyway, weren't they?
They all sparred them? They were. Davashu Roy Lakabal Tumah. then it has to be something that's roy to be makabel tuma. Stomach Rabbi Yehuda. Stam is like Rabbi Yehuda. That what? That roy lekibus lubutei kol davar gredahi. It so must be like Rabbi Yehuda to exclude anything which you just wipe off or peel off. The blood falls on leather, just wipe it off. You don't have to clean that. Echad abeged vechad asak. Then the other mandamer said, whether it's beged or sack, it doesn't make a difference. Remember, the or bas kibusu. One second. Can a leather be something that is roy to be washed? Is leather roy to be washed?
No.
Because, viriminhu, I have a kash on that. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to wash clothing. Not to wash anything. Not allowed to wash begotten. It's one of the 39 malachos. Right? And it says like this. Haisa alav lashleshes. If you have some dirt, mikancha besmartot. You can wash it off. You can wash it off with a... one second. What? Yeah. What? You wipe it off with a shmata, right? You can wipe it off with a shmata, right? You have some dirt on your shirt. Take a cloth, a smartut means a rag. Take a rag and wash it off. Clean it off.
Wipe
it off. Mekanka means wipe it off. Says Rashi. Haisa alav lash leshet. The Masech Shabbat Tanan. La. Haisa al-kar shall beged. You have on some kind of beged. Gil, some dirt. Shall roke, spit. O shall toa, or some toa. Mekanka besmartut b'Shabbat. Veno nosin alehamayim lichlosa. You can't put water on it. That you can't do. Because ulavira b'neishu mechabes. Because you're washing it. V'chibuz av malachahu. Hainu malavein. It's the malacha of malavein. Whitening. You can't do that. Vim haishel ashleshes zu al karshel. Or, what if it's on a leather throw pillow? What about then? Then, nosin lehamayim achet zichala b'shtivaz mayim. Right? Then you can just pour water on it. Why? Because leather is not royal kibbutz. You're not going to be over kibbutz if you put water on leather. Why? You can't rub it with your hands. There's no kibbutz by leather. What about non-leather? Says Rashi that you can't do that. You can't put water on that. That's going to be kibbutz. Right? So, Tosfos asks the following question. Let's say you have a spill. So you have a spill. You're sitting at the table, and someone spills a cup of water. So you get a towel to clean up the spill. You just made the towel wet. I just over the Isra of Malabin. I just washed the towel. What? How about this? You wash your hands for the tilas. You wash your hands for the tilas yadayim, and you wipe them on a towel. Right. Did you just make the towel wet? Didn't Rashi just say you can't do that? No.
But it's a double shame. It's chavim.
What?
It's a double shame. It's chavim.
But it's a psikration. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to get wet.
I don't know if it's a psikration. You don't know if it's going
to
get clean.
What?
You've got no intention to wash the towel.
Yeah, you just asked that question. No one said anything about washing. We said about getting wet. So Tosfos asks that question. Tosfos says in the bottom, "Avol the last Tosfos, Avol nitin mayim usser." Now they put water on a beged. Mishum shriyaso ze kibuso. Soaking a beged is considered cleaning it automatically. Washing a beged is automatically cleaning it. The Hadar Parakamet Beta Nida Maremes v'Toveles bibigdeha. That a woman was a nida or something, and she had to go to the mikvah, and somehow her clothes got dirty. So the Gemara there says she can go to the mikvah with her clothes on, loose clothes. There won't be a chatzitza. She can go to the mikvah with her clothes on. Amar Ben Otam, the lo chashiv kibbutz. That's not cleaning her garments. In those days, the mikvah was not some fancy mikvah where you cost it so cost so a lot of money to get in, and it's like a museum, not like that. Because to have a derech lichlich v'yoser. In other words, her clothes are going to get more dirty going into the mikvah than if they wouldn't go in. Right? They're going to get more dirty in there than if they didn't go in. Why? That's not clean water. It's not clean water. It's not cleaning the garbage. It's the opposite. It's making it more dirty. V'chein techi till chalilta debrish b'meh isha. I don't know that. I looked it up. I couldn't understand what that case was about. Same thing. Lo asminen el Hashem atetlaim v'tavirim arba amos b'shabes b'rishos harabim. Some similar kind of case. V'lo mishum shriyasan zeo kibusan. It's not because soaking it makes it clean. No. The derech tinavu. Because you're really making it dirty. Gesundheit. When you use a towel to clean up a spill, what are you doing to the towel? You're making it dirty, not making it clean. The high time nami shari lekanech yadav mapa b'shabbos. That's the heter. To wash your hands on Shabbos. To dry your hands on Shabbos. That's the heter. Right? Make sense? No?
It's not kibbutz, plain and simple.
What? That's not what kibbutz is. That's not what it is. Okay. You have to say that. Otherwise, everyone will wonder, why do I wash your hands on Shabbos? Rashi said you can't get anything wet. No, you can't get anything wet. If it's for derech to get things clean. That's a derech to get it dirty. It's the opposite. You're getting it dirty.
Otherwise, you couldn't get to shul in the rain.
Correct. Well, that's a different... There's a whole shulchan aruch about that. Yeah. Anyway, so what do we get from all this? We got from this that you said, somebody in the Mishnah said, that if you're not allowed, somebody in the Mishnah said that or requires kibbutz, but there's no such thing as kibbutz by or. By Shabbos there's no such thing. So, Amar Abaye lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha Rabbanan. The Mishnah over in Shabbos is the opinion of the Rabbanan. Ha Acherim. Here, the opinion is the opinion of the Acherim. The Tanya, we have a brayse that says like this. Habeged v'asak v'chabso, hakli, va'or megaro. A beged and a sack, you wash. And a leather, you just peel it off. Wipe it off. What do you see from here? What do the Rabbanan hold? The Tanakhama, the Rabbanan, what do they hold? There's no kibbutz by or. Right? Acherim omrim, no. Habegin va'asak va'or mechapso va'kli megaro. A cleave, just peel off. A metal cleave, peel it off. But what about a sack? What about leather? Of course you can wash it. That's our Mishnah.
No, of course, but you have to.
Yeah. Kiban az l'hadam r'b'chir bar'ashi. Who said the following? Zimnin, sometimes, segin ha'vikamina kamed de'rav, I was in front of Rav, u'fisach tzachi le misanei b'maya. And he was rinsing his shoes with water. Shabbos afternoon, he's going to Mincha, and he rinses his shoes with water. And I was watching that. So who holds like that? Now, shoes were lechora leather. They weren't cheap shoes. They were lechora leather shoes. So who said that? Who said that? Kiman Kirabanan. Like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan and Shabbos that said, there's no washing by leather. That was his heter. Amar Rava, miyakul manda amar orlav bar kibbutzu. Does anyone hold that leather is not bar kibbutzu? Does anyone hold that really? Tan Vaksiv, it says, Vabeget Vaksiv, it says, one second, this pasuk is by Tzaras. So Beget has Tzaras. Vabeget, O Ashasi, O Erev, a Beget, or the horizontal threads, or the vertical threads, I'll call Kli R, or any leather, Ashad the Chabis, that you're going to wash. The pasuk says black or white, you can wash leather. Right? Elam Arava, Kra umas nisin barakin. The pasuk and the Mishnah are talking about soft leather. Soft leather you can wash. Ki pligi the machlokes between the chachamim and the acherim is about hard leather, right? I've amar of chia zimnin sagiin kamei kamei derav. I was once by Rav. Many times I was by Rav. V'shachshu chile b'nisani b'maya, and he was washing his leather shoes. How can he do that? If you just said everyone holds leather is washable? No. Bikashin, it was hard leather. Ukrabanan, they said it's okay. Hadamar Rava, then Rava said, Lav milti dami, that's wrong. I just said something wrong. You know why? Niku gnemele kulakwa dechiksivim brachin ksivim. What the Pasuk says, what kind of leather it's talking about? Oh, the Pasuk says that ore is washable. Oh, that's only a soft ore. The Pasuk doesn't make a distinction. Leather is leather. Torah said leather, you're not allowed to wash leather. Torah said that for tzaras, you wash the leather, you wash the tzaras out of the leather. So what do you see? Leather's washable. Said Rava, that's only soft leather. Who made up that distinction? Leather's leather. Milo askinan bikli aksaglia. Even it can be very habayim b'dinas hayam, that very, very hard leather, hard-boiled leather, to come rachmana niboy kibus, and the Torah said it has to be washed. It could be washed, right? So even hard leather could be washed. So then if hard leather can be washed, what's the machlokas? How could someone say, how could they say before, how could there be a machlokas about that? How could the Rabbanan say you can wash leather, and the Acherim say, I'm sorry, the Chacham say you can't, and the Acherim say you can. So, Elamar Rava, Tzaras, no. Tzaras is different. You know why? Kiven de migufe kaparcha, since it comes, it sprouts out of the beged itself. We never saw this. No one ever saw Tzaras on a beged, so we don't know what that means. But it sprouts from the beged itself. So even if there's Tzaras on a leather guy's a leather jacket, and Tzaras comes on the leather jacket, it's not a stain, like a stain on a drop of blood fell on you. It's not a stain. It's part of the beged itself. It becomes part of the beged, right? Tzaras, kiven demigufa kaparcha, it becomes mechalchale umash v'lei rach. It somehow softens the leather, and therefore they can have, therefore what?
It becomes soft leather.
And then soft leather, everybody would agree that you could wash that. You think just the opposite. You think since it's part of the beged, it's never coming out. No, part of the beged. So when you wash it a little bit, it'll come out. So therefore, there's no machlokas about that. Amar Rava, e kashali, ha kashali. If you want to have a kasha, this is the kasha. Karim v'kasos derachaninu. Normal pillow is going to be soft leather. It's a soft leather pillow. Utnan, ha'isa shel or, if it's a leather garment, right? I'm sorry, not a leather, yeah, leather garment.
Pillow.
A leather pillow. Nosin aleha mayim, you put water on it to clean it, until it gets cleaned. Right? So what do you see? What do you see from here? On Shabbos. How could you put water on leather on Shabbos? How could you do that? What do you see? That there's no kibbutz on leather. No kibbutz on leather because it's soft leather. So that's a kasha. Didn't we just have to finish saying everyone agrees that there is? Ela marava, kol kibbutz, the less like kiskus, lo shmei kibbutz. Any kibbutz that doesn't have rubbing is not considered washing. That's minatora. So minatora, if you put a little water on a stain and you don't rub it, minatora, you might not, if this is a paskin, you might not be over on Malavi. Why? I didn't rub it. Midrabanan, I'm sure you can't do that. Faha Adam Rabchir Barashi, one second. Rabchir Barashi said, Zimin Sagin Havikame de Rav. I was once by Rav, a few times by Rav. Fasach Chile Besani Bemaya. And he rinsed the leather. He rinsed his shoes off, right? So yeah, sichsech in avol kibbutz lo. Sichsech. He rinsed it, but he didn't wash it. He didn't do kibbutz.
He didn't rub it.
Right? How could that? He didn't rub it. E bekat rakin divyakol. If it's soft leather, it's according to everybody. Because if you don't rub it, it's not considered washing. And e bekashin. If it's hard leather, kacherim. Then it's only like the acherim because the acherim hold. The acherim hold that it was mutter, so it had to be only hard leather. Ihachi beged nami. So then, one second. So then, a beged also. If rubbing is part of the cleaning process, so say the same thing by a beged.
Not leather.
Say the same thing by a beged.
Yeah, why?
That you're only chai of washing if you rub it. So if you have a stain, you put some water on it, and don't rub it. It should be mutter. Says the Gemara, no, you can't say that. Beged, shriyasa zeh kibusa. No, beged, getting it wet, is the cleaning. By itself, a harder material like leather, just putting water on it, might not get the stain out. You have to rub it. By a bed, you don't have to do that. Just getting it wet is the cleaning. So it's totally different. Rava l'taimei. Rava is consistent. Damar Rava, zarak sudar l'mayim, chayiv. You throw a kerchief into a bowl of water, you're chayiv for that. What are you chayiv for?
Kibbutz.
Kibbutz. Zorak zera pishtan lamayim chayim. Chayim, chayiv. You throw a flax seed into a bowl, yosa chayiv. What are you chayiv for? Throw a seed into water. It's called planting, right? It's a rea. So, one second. Bishlam a sudar of a kibbutz. I understand why you chayiv for a sudar. You did kibbutz. You just washed it. El zera pishtan, my timer. What are you chayiv for you're throwing a seed into water? V'chi tema mishum de mekadeach. It's going to sprout. Does that mean sprout?
Yes.
It's going to sprout. So I just picked flax. Ihachi chitivis orinami. Any seed you throw in is going to sprout. So the Gemara says hanach islahu rei, because the flax. I don't know how to translate that. Has some kind of ooze.
Yes. A mucus.
Therefore what?
They stick together,
therefore it's more planting, it's worth planting. Ihachi, if so, shalchayim nami, so raw hides also. Right?
It says there it's the malacha of sowing.
Sowing? Because it causes some mucus to come out.
S-O-W-I-N.
Okay, so hasam, no, the answer is over there, hasam, by the pishtan, ka'avid lisha. It causes some kind of lisha. That mucus is some kind of flowery, some kind of substance, and that's the malacha. So it sounds like the Rashi says that if you throw a seed into a bowl of water, if it's not a flax seed, you're not chayav for planting. Why? Because it's not mucus. So how's it going to grow in a bowl of water at my kitchen table? It's not going to happen. So you're not chayav for that. Only chayav for flax, because it's not even planted anymore. We changed it to lisha. It has a mucusy, flowery substance. You put it in the water, it's going to... That's like lisha, it's like kneading. But what about putting a seed into water? Nothing. That's what Rashi seems to say. That's what the Gemara seems to say. Right? You hear that? You look puzzled, Yoni.
No, I think instinctively that's part of the process.
What?
So he's saying that's much of you saying?
Well, yeah.
If you put an avocado seed into a glass of water and you let it stand, it's much of?
One second.
On Shabbos? No way. Sprouts.
Avocado's different.
Right, so the Rambam says that if you put a seed into water, yichayev zorea.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It does?
Yeah. Sure it does.
But then why? Then why did the Gemara here say that Yechayev falash?
Because it's just clarifying which malacha. The lush is immediate and happens on Shabbos.
Ah, so it's actually what he says is that's the answer. The Magen Avraham answer is if you put a flax seed into water, Yechayev falash immediately.
Yeah.
Okay.
Zerea will take a half a day.
Right.
It'll be Chayev later.
Right.
Rambam says Yechayev later, yeah. Yechayev later. Lush Yechayev right away. That's only for flax. Any seed you chayev right away. Any seed you chayev after a while when it takes some root.
You put a seed into the ground, you're not chayev right away. You have to wait till it takes root.
That's zorea.
It's a good question. Because there's a big discussion. What if you put a seed into the ground and then you remove it?
Plowing. No.
Then you remove it.
It's two different things.
If you
that's planting. You put a seed into the ground, it's planting. Right? It's not going to take root for at least a few days.
If you spill water onto your lawn on campus, you still pay for...
That's for sure, because of that grows.
That's right.
It's not growing on your kitchen table. So it could be a tolda, it could be the rabbanon. Okay. Darsh Rava. Rava said like this. Mutu l'chabes minol b'shabes. You're allowed to wash your shoes on Shabbos. You're trying your shoes on Shabbos. Amalei Rav Papa l'Rava. What? Rav Rechia bar Ashi. Zilin Sagin havi kamei d'Rav. I was once by a few times I was by Rav and he did that. He was rinsed his shoes. He rinsed them. Now he just rinsed them off. Avokim was low. He never washed them. He didn't shine them. Just made, you know, buffed them a little bit. Hadar uki Rava amora alev darash. Then Rava hired an interpreter to go tell everybody. What I told you guys yesterday, that was wrong. Baram kach amru. Here's what we said. Sichzeg mutter. Yeah. To rinse them off, that's mutter. Kibes, usser. That's usser. To wash them, it's usser.
So what's right. the dividing line?
What?
What's the dividing line?
I don't know.
Is he undoing what he said? Or?
Yeah.
Clarify.
Yeah.
It's intent, maybe it's a difference. I don't know.
It's interesting, you know, when you come into somebody's house and your shoes are wet, you scrape them on their doormat.
Yeah, but I don't think that's you're not cleaning your shoes. It doesn't help your shoes. You're just doing it so you shouldn't get the floor dirty.
You're saying dub shen and scab.
You're not doing anything to your shoes.
You're getting the mud off the soles of your shoes.
What?
You're getting the mud off the soles of your shoes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but it doesn't improve the appearance of the shoe.
That's first of all. I don't know if that would matter. I know there's a Mishnah Berurah about they used to have them. I don't know what they would have.
Like scrapers in front of the house.
Scrapers in front of the house.
Yeah.
So he talks about that in front of a shul. Going into the shul, you put your shoes in the scraper so that you don't ruin the shul. He has a whole discussion about it. I think it's mutter, actually. Okay, next. Hakibas makom kodesh. The washing of the garments and the breaking of the kalim were done in the Beis HaMikdash. This was it. And the also, kashering pots was also done in the makom kodesh. Menahani mili, how do you know that it was done in the Makom Kodesh, Tana Rabbanan, Techabes the Makom Kodesh. It says in the Pasuk, straight out. Right? Techabes the Makom Kodesh. In Vayikra, Perak Vav, Pasuk Chaf. Shviras Klicheres Menayin. How do you know Shviras Klicheres? Same story. Talmud Lomar, for Klicheres, at Tevushal Bo, Yishaver. Break them. Marika, Ushtifa, Bechlin Achoshes Menayin. How do you know that the metal utensils, which are kashered, have to be also in a Makom Kodesh? Tamad Lomar, Viem Bechli Nechoshes, Boshla, Umorak, Veshataf Bamayim. Okay? Good? Mm-hmm. Very good. Where are we? Zeh Chomer Bechatos. This is a Chumrah that you have by Chatos. What's a Chumrah? That this whole thing with the blood only applies by Chatos. It's a Chumrah you have by Chatos. Says the Gemara, Vesuleka. What? It's the only Chumrah you can think of? I mean, what's the Gemara's question? If you say this is the Chumrah Chatos, you have to mention every Chumrah? This is a Chumrah. And Gemara says, that's it? That's the only Chumrah you can come up with? Vo'ika shenichnas dama lefnim, that you could, if you bring the dam lefnim, you pass all the dam. Why didn't you mention that Chumrah? The answer is, b'chatos achitonios. B'chatos achitonios, one minute. I'm sorry. There's a chumrah that sometimes the chatos is sprinkled in the kodesh kedoshim even. You don't have that by any other carbon. It's like more answers. We're talking about chatos chitonis, which don't go into the kodesh kedoshim. Shem nichnas dam lefnim psula. This is the one that if you bring the dam into the kodesh, it's not supposed to be in there. Only dam chatos is possible. No other dam. No. Kribi Akiva the Amar Kol Adam. Every dam is like that, says Rabbi Akiva. Every dam you're not allowed to bring into the Hechel. And if you bring it into the Hechel, you pass it. Don't just... Right, what about this? What about this Chumrah of Chatos? Shechem Mechaper and Al-Chai V'Krisos. It's Mechaper and Al-Chai V'Krisos. That's a pretty big Chumrah. That's a pretty big benefit of this carbon. So Gemara answers, no. B'Chatos Teshmias HaKol. No, we're talking about a Chatos that you made because you took a false oath or something. You didn't keep your Shavua. To be a Chatos for that. Not Krisos. What about Shekein Te'una Arba Matanos? If Bechatos requires four applications, you don't have that but other Karbanos. Ki Rabbi Shmuel, Damar Kol Adam Te'una Dal Matanos. Rabbi Shmuel says every Karban requires four. So what are you picking Chatos for? Al Dalid Kronos, it has to be on four corners. Nobody holds that for other Karbanos. Nobody holds that. So the Gemara says, Ul Temecha, and one second. You want to know, the Mishnah mentioned that a Chatos is a Chumrah, of a Kachik Kedashim. And you want to know why we didn't mention other Chumras. Right? So according to that, Hoyka Karen, this is the halacha of the corner, Hoyka Etzba, has to be the finger, Hoyka Chuda, it has to be the corner of the corner, the angle of the corner. So every time we say that the Chata is a Chumra, we have to mention every one of these Chumras? Ella, rather, chad b'treyach lof v'chamri nakat. We took one out of the chumras. I have to mention every single chumra. Mention one. Okay.
That's what I would think, just instinctively.
Correct.
It's one of many.
Right. So the Gemara had to go through 10 lines to say that. Now, the halacha is that if a beggar has to be washed in the Makom HaMikdash. What if it goes outside the Makom HaMikdash? You brought it home to show your wife. Look at this stain. She says, you fool. Did you go to Daf Yomi? You can't wash it here. You got to go bring it back. So can she bring it back now? So, beggar Chiyotza Chutz L'Klayim, if the beggar was taken outside the curtains, which means outside the Azara, Nichnas U'mechabso Makom Kadosh. So bring it back in. That's all. Bring it back in. Nitma Chutz L'Klayim, if it got Tamei outside the, you bring it home to show your wife, and so Tumah happened to the beggar. Now what do you do? You can't bring it back. You can't bring Tumah into the Beis HaMikdash. What do you do with it?
Correct.
What? Says the Mishnah, Karo, rip it. Yep. By ripping it, you've made it not a beggar anymore. Right. Now it's not a beggar anymore. Once it's not a beggar anymore, the Tumah goes away. It's not Tumah. Niklas u'mechatzo makom kodesh. Go bring it back in and then wash it then. Right?
What do you bring in then?
A ripped beggar.
Do that.
And then you'll throw it back.
Bring in
the
Shemata.
What?
You're bringing in a Shemata. So? It's a big deal. So why do you
have to watch it inside? Yeah. What'd you say? You're bringing in a Shemata. Why do you have to watch it inside? Everyone asked that question. The Chazanish asked that question. The Chazanish says, so now that you made a Tomei, so why don't you do this? Rip it in your living room. Why don't you rip it back in the base of the kitchen? Rip it in your living room. Clean it in your living room. Then bring it back. Let's go bring it back for now.
No, because the blood still has to be...
No, it doesn't. Why? You're going to wash it off.
Yeah, but I thought that it has to be washed.
You have to wash the...
What? But it's not a... No, but it's tummy. It's tummy.
Right.
So you have to make it on tummy. How do you make it on tummy? Ripping it. So I have to bring it there to rip it. Rip it here.
Are you ripping it here?
No, you're not.
No, you're not. So you're ripping it...
But just the...
You rip it right there.
I can see that ripping the beggar makes the beggar taho, but doesn't the blood continue to be tame?
What? No, it doesn't. What do you mean blood continues to be tummy? The blood wasn't tummy. The blood wasn't tummy. The blood was never tummy.
No,
it happened spritzed on you. So you have a stain.
Yeah, I understand. But if the beggar becomes tummy, doesn't the...
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. So, okay, next. Kli cheres. If you have a kli cheres, shiyotze chutz l'kloyim. If a kli cheres was taken out, now, kli cheres can't even be washed, right? Nichnas, bring it back in. V'shovro, makom kodesh, has to be broken. Has to be broken anyway.
Yeah.
Nitma, chutz l'kloyim. If you got a tamei outside.
Is that a logic to that? What, you have to bring it back to destroy it?
Yeah, the Gemara is going to ask, what are you doing breaking things in the Beis HaMikdash? Yeah. The Gemara is going to answer that tomorrow or the next day. The Gemara is going to answer that question. So what if it got tamei? You can't bring tumah into the Beis HaMikdash to break it. So, no kvo, make a hole in it. By making a hole in it, it's not a kli anymore. It can't be used as a kli. You have to make a hole in a place where it can't be used as a kli. If you make a hole in the tippy-tippy top over here, it can still be used as a kli. You make a hole over here, it can't be used as a kli anymore, right? Make a hole in it. Then, where am I? No kvo, nichnas v'shovro makom kodesh. Then bring it back in and rip it. And destroy it. One more line. Kli nechoshe shetzechotz l'klayim. If you took out a metal pot, nichnas umarko v'shtofu makom kodesh. So bring it back in, kasher it, and bring it back in and kasher it. Nitmo chutz l'klayim. If it got tamei outside, what do? Pokso, again, you make a hole in it, make it not a kli, so therefore the tumah goes away. V'nichnas umarko v'shtofu makom kodesh. Then you bring it back in, and you kasher it in the Beis HaMikdash. No, we just said that. What? No, same thing. Chazan has the same question. Why not? So he answers that it's part of the process of cleansing it. So it can't be done in your house. That's what he answers.
Why can't you clean the choshes and put it in a mikvah?
Because it got tummy. You have to kasher it anyway. That's only for tumah. That's not for...
So
he answers because it's part of the process. You can't do it in your house. Okay? We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow by the Gemara. Everybody have a very good day.